The Minister of Mineral Resources and Energy, Gwede Mantashe, should be the last person to point fingers at the ongoing national electricity crisis, as he carries equal responsibility for bringing the country to the brink of a national grid collapse. If anything, based on his disastrous record of constantly standing in the way of independent power producers, he should have resigned or been fired a long time ago. In blame-shifting comments that he made during the signing ceremony of Bid Window 5 projects yesterday, Mantashe appears to absolve himself of any responsibility for the current load-shedding nightmare and instead accuses Eskom of actively agitating for the overthrow of the state. These inflammatory comments are unbecoming of a cabinet minister, and the DA condemns them with the contempt they deserve. Perhaps if Mantashe was doing his job, we would have a lot more electricity being generated. His fixation on Eskom comes at the detriment of ordinary South Africans who are waiting in vain for him to accelerate the procurement of new generation capacity, incentivize the uptake of small-scale embedded generation, and streamline the regulatory environment that is strangling investment in our electricity sector. It exposes his continued bias against renewable energy and his ongoing overreach for more power through his repeated hints that Eskom should be under his control. The DA will continue to hold this incompetent minister to account and will fight tooth and nail to keep the lights on.